We have a bill that was agreed to yesterday. Border security is one of the highlights, doubling the number of Border Patrol agents, completing 700 miles of pedestrian fencing along the border, new security measures, etc. Are the border security provisions now enough for you to vote for the entire bill?
Not in its current form because of the following. There are two waiver provisions in the border security. One says if a lawsuit's filed on any one of the five border security provisions and is upheld by the courts, meaning that it's not installed, the provisional status going to legal Green Star status still takes place whether the security exists or not.
So you're saying
that's
the path
a breach of the commitment to provide border security first. Secondly, there's a subjective determination by the Secretary of Homeland Security as to whether or not the metrics are in place necessary to have the border secure, and I think that ought to be an action of the Congress of the United States, not just one individual in the executive branch of the government. With that said, we've made great progress on the border security provisions. I think the provisions that are in it are great. It's the execution and the insurance that the border security will be a predicate and a prerequisite to legalization.
You use some technical terms there. In other words, as I understand it, you're saying that if some of the legal entanglements get going, there would still be a waiver that would allow path to citizenship to go forward, and you have a problem with that? Is
that security not being in place, that's correct. Border security first was the predicate for legalization and both temporary provisional status as well as green card status. I think what's going to happen, I think progress has been made on both the security issue as well as a way forward on how we make the transition. I was in a conversation yesterday with Paul Ryan and others. I think the House is going to bifurcate the issue in terms of securitization first and legal process second and try and accelerate both. So I think you'll see a bifurcated bill come out of the United States House, go into a conference committee, and then we need to work to try and get it right.
So will the Senate version just pass tonight, and then it'll go to the House, and the House will do what it wants to do?
That's correct. And then ultimately you get to a conference committee where you reconcile the differences between the two.
So will you vote yes on the Senate version just to get it over to the House so the House can do what it's going to do?
No, I've made the commitment that I wanted border security first to be the prerequisite for any legalization and temporary provisional status. And the two provisions that I mentioned to you and early on in the interview prohibit that from possibly happening. So, you've got to have a strong border security provision or the American people and the people of Georgia just are not going to believe that it's going to get done. It has to be more ironclad than it is.
But if the House splits the bill in two, which I figured it probably would, do we run the risk of passing just a border security bill and leaving the thorny question of path to citizenship and all the complications that go with that
untouched? I don't think so at all, Dennis, because we've gone through the very difficult debate over the temporary provisional status, over the green card status, over what would be the requirements, over the fact that you have to have an affidavit from the individual immigrant that they did violate the law, that they pay a fine, that they learn English and they are tested in their English proficiency, that they get at the back of the line, both from a standpoint of the green card as well as any pathway they might have down the line. And I think that has not, if you listen to the debate in the Senate, there's been very little critical debate of what we finally did to come up with a way you bridge from illegal status to legal status and what you have to do that. The big question is how you make sure you don't have a repeat of what happened in 1986 when President Reagan let 3 million people become legalized and then the border didn't get secured and we ended up with 12 million illegals 25 years later.